Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by Alistair and Everett. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story and you can too. Just head over to kidsshortstories.com, send me your idea and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And you know what time it is. It's time for kid shout outs. I want to say hey to Gabriel from Seattle, Flynn from China, Nora from Calgary, Emmeline from Australia, Josh and Luke from Bondi Beach, Australia, Axel from New Jersey, Myla and Elia from Ottawa, Canada, and James and Eloise from California. I'm so glad that you're all on the Spy Kid team and a part of the Kid Short Stories family. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you, and make sure that you listen all the way to the end because after the story, I have more kid shout outs. So it might be your turn this time. Woohoo! Are you ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go. Alistair and Everett were just waking up. They were two brothers that always loved to have fun, and today was Saturday. They loved playing outside on a Saturday because they could do a lot of different fun things. And as they woke up that morning, they were really excited to plan out what they were going to do. As they walked down the stairs to go eat breakfast, sitting at the table was a very special surprise. "What is that?" Everett shouted. And their parents said, "Well, we got a very special surprise for you today. Go ahead and open it up." Alistair and Everett both raced over to their gifts. And as they opened them up, they couldn't believe their eyes. They were two very beautiful kites. "Have you ever flown a kite before?" "Holy smokes, I love to fly kites. They're so fun when you get them super duper high and the wind pulls them up. That's a really cool feeling to tug, tug, tug on the string as the wind pulls on the kite." And Everett and Alistair, that was their first time. They had never flown kites before. They'd always wanted to. And so they started to scream. They were so excited and so happy to try their kites for the very first time. They gobbled up their breakfast as fast as they could and grabbed their kites, and outside they ran. "All right, let's set them up." Everett was the first one to start opening the kite package, and Alistair was reading the directions of how to put them together. "All right, so it looks like we need to connect these poles here to the spots on the kite, and then the string part goes here. It's really important to follow the instructions and the directions on something so that you do it right the first time." And they followed each instruction perfectly. "Wow, those look beautiful. Kites are usually really brightly colored. So if you had a kite, just think, what colors would yours be?" "Whoa. Yeah, mine would probably, I really like the color orange. So I would want mine to be bright orange with some kind of design on it. That would be really cool." Well, Alistair and Everett, they were so ready to put their kites in the sky. They held on to their kites and started to run as fast as they could. And as soon as they let go of their kites, the wind came and pulled them up high into the sky. "Alistair, look at that!" Everett shouted. They couldn't believe how high their kites began to fly. It was a pretty windy day that day, which is a great day for flying kites. But if it's too windy, then that might be a problem. Uh-oh. I think it's about to get too windy. "Everett, Alistair, hold on tight." "Oh, Alistair, this is really hard to hold on to," Everett said. "Yeah, my kite too. It's like way up there and the wind's pulling it so hard. can barely hold. Whoa! Just like that, both Alistair and Everett's kites got pulled out of their hands. The string went flying, and they started to run as fast as they could to chase it down. And they both dove for their strings, but it was too late. The kites sailed high into the sky, and their string was far out of reach. Oh no, what are we gonna do? Alistair shouted. All right, let's chase them. As the kites zoomed off in the sky, these two boys were close behind, running and chasing after them, hoping that the kites would come down a little lower than they could grab under the strings. But it just didn't happen. As they were running, they heard a sound.
What's going on?
Huh, what was that? Up above them, flying high, almost as high as their kites, was a toucan. Oh, what are you doing here, Mr. Toucan?
Oh, I'm just going for a fly. What are you doing here, boys?
The toucan shouted. Toucans are really brightly colored birds with a big long beak. And they're really pretty birds. They're really cool to see and kind of rare. So it's amazing that they even saw one. Mr. Toucan, could you help us? We're trying to get our kite back and it just keeps going higher and higher. And the toucan said,
I'm sorry, but it is way too high for me. It's almost in the clouds, and toucans, we don't fly that high. I'm very sorry.
Oh no, what are we gonna do? I don't know.
Well, I just flew past a rocket ship that was about to blast off, and maybe you could go ask the astronauts to grab one. Bye, boys.
And just like that, as quickly as the toucan appeared, it was gone. All right, we need to find that rocket ship that's about to blast off. Maybe on their way up, they could grab the kites and send them back down. The two boys raced over to where the rocket ship was about to launch. Alistair was the first one there, and Everett was the loudest. Mr. Rocket Ship people, astronauts!
Oh my goodness. What are you two doing here? Children are not allowed near the rocket ship as it's about to blast off.
That was one of the astronauts shouting from the window of the rocket ship.
Oh, we're sorry, but you see, we just lost our kites. They're really important to us. We just got them today as a surprise, and I think they're flying to the moon. Could you get them?
I'll see what I can do, boys. You better back up. We're down to 10, 9, 8.
Oh no, there's only 8 seconds to the blast off. We gotta get out of here, Everett,
Alistair said. The two boys ran away from the launch pad where the rocket was about to blast off.
3, 2, 1.
As the rocket ship blasted off, the boys could only hope and pray for the kites to return back to them. Hours passed and still no kites. They didn't see any kites anywhere. They had flown so high. And they went back home to eat some lunch, and they were both very sad.
Everett, what are we gonna do? We're never gonna see our kites again.
I know, Alistair. I'm sad too. As they slowly ate their lunch, all of a sudden, they heard a big thud in their backyard.
Thud, thud.
What was that?
They ran to the windows, and there they were.
Their kites!
They ran outside and grabbed onto their kites. You see, the kites were tied to...
Are those moon rocks?
Whoa!
You see, the astronauts had found the kites on their way up to the moon, and the only way to send it back down to Earth was to tie moon rocks to the kite string, and then the rocks would pull it back down to Earth. And that's exactly what happened. The two boys not only got their kites back, but they also got their own moon rocks. Whoa, that is so cool. I wish I had moon rocks like Alistair and Everett. Well, what a crazy day and a silly adventure with their kites. I hope next time they hold on tight to those strings so they don't fly away. And that is the end. You listened all the way to the end of the story. Woo! Guess what? I have more kid shoutouts. I want to say hey to Ollie and Luca from Madison, Wisconsin, Zach, Theo, and Bodie from California, Salma from Toronto, Canada, Ada and Macy from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Oliver from San Diego, Leander from Oregon, and Libby from the United Kingdom. So glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family and a part of the Spy Kid team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. And guess what? There's more stories. There are so many stories that you haven't even heard yet. So make sure that you click follow, and I'll see you on the next adventure. Bye.